This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. Today, such a special treat. I think we're going to all learn something. This lady has been such a blessing in so many people's lives, learning and growing about brain science. And her name is Dr. Caroline Leaf. I cannot go into all of the accolades that she has because it would take up the whole show. But she is a communication pathologist, audiologist, clinical research neuroscientist, and she has helped thousands of underprivileged teachers and students in her home country of South Africa and the USA. She talks about how to do mind detox and grow your brain to succeed in every area of your life. So, Dr. Caroline Leaf, thank you, my friend. Thank you so much for joining us. Are you ready to come to Fort Wayne?
I am. Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be on your show, Melissa. Thank you.
She Abides. That's a conference coming up that we've been talking about on September 14th, yes. First Assembly through the organization Connect, and that's part of my team. I have to ask you the basic question first. Why did you get involved in the study of brain science and the mind-brain connection, along with the mental health that goes into that? Most little girls don't grow up saying, I'm going to do that.
Absolutely. That's a great question. Well, 38 years ago, I had decided to enter into the world of neuroscience and communication pathology in the field that I moved in. And we were challenged by one of our professors about the fact that the brain couldn't change. And I said, but that can't be true because we're changing every day. And so I went into researching and did some of the first neuroplasticity research back in those days, in the world actually, and one of the first researchers showing that when we manage our mind, we can change our brain. So we can literally change our brain with our mind, showing that the mind and brain are separate, and then that just launched into helping people with traumatic brain injuries and dementias and learning disabilities and autism and trauma. And fast forward 38 years later, I practiced clinically for 25 years and I've been doing research. I still do have a team and we publish and we're constantly looking for ways to help empower people to develop their mental fitness and manage mental health. Your mind is everything, and that's really what would consume me. And I've got apps and books and all kinds of things, but your mind is basically number one. And if you don't manage your mind, which is pretty much your spirit and your soul, you are going to have a messy brain, a messy body, a messy mind, a messy life. That's what drives me.
Oh, I love it. I'm so fascinated by you being fascinated by it. So it makes me want to know more just because of your love for it and what you've learned. And you talk about you've got a podcast called Cleaning Up the Mental Mess. And I think people ought to check that out. But we have you coming for the She Abides Conference on September 14th. Can I ask you, Dr. Caroline, about the woman's brain? Is the woman's brain wired differently? Is there anything that we as women need to know how to be healthier mentally, emotionally, and with our brains?
Okay, so it's not so much that women's brains are wired differently. The way it works is that everyone has a unique brain. There is no brain that is the same, and your brain is wired according to your mind. So you are you, you are unique. Your mind is unique. There's something you can do that no one else can do. And your brain and body are wired to basically fit in with how the mind works. And so that's what's really important. Is primary is to understand your unique identity and how you function and how you think, feel, and choose, and develop that understanding and knowledge of oneself, which then helps you to dive deeper into the spiritual part of you, which scientifically we call the non-conscious. So that uniqueness of humanity, of each human. There's a great study that came out of Yale, I think it was around 2018, that said there is no normal brain. And it's a wonderful statement because it doesn't mean that there's normal and abnormal. It means that there's uniqueness and things happen, and we have the power to, with neuroplasticity, which is the ability we have to change our brain with our mind, we have the ability to step into our unique way we think and then change. And you can't change what's happened to you, but you can change what it looks like inside of you so that it doesn't impact your unique identity and that you can contribute to the world what it is that only you can contribute to the world.
See, I knew that we would learn from you today just in a few moments, that you'd give us something to seek after and to understand. But I'm going to take this in a slightly different direction and ask you, what brings you peace?
What brings me peace is the awareness that our mind is so incredibly powerful. And our mind, once again, means the spirit and our soul. And that we have so much ability to choose. Free will is the greatest gift that we have. And to understand that we can choose to be a victim, or we can choose to recognize that all of us are battling. But to know that the challenges of life that are going to happen, it's okay to cry and be sad and be depressed and anxious.
Yes.
But to know that you don't have to stay there, that this is normal, that you don't have to medicalize misery and think that you have to be perfect. If you can actually step into that, into the garden, as I always say, the garden of Gethsemane, get into that, move through that process and move forward. It's okay to cry. It's okay to get mad, but not to stay there. To have techniques to know how to get the best out of your mind is really peaceful. And that's what I'm going to be talking about at the conference, how to really get the best out of your mind.
Yay. She Abides, September 14th, First Assembly of God's location. Dr. Caroline Leaf, of course, she will be one of the keynote speakers for that event. Everything you need to know is at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.